Kevin, is it hit you now that preseason's over? Now you play it for real.
Yeah, I mean, it's a bittersweet kind of feeling. You know, I think everybody's ready for the regular season. But these guys, you grow close with, you know, grow as a team. And, you know, just the numbers getting cut down. Obviously, every team has to do it. But always a tough time, you know, these next couple of days. But it's exciting, you know. We're all ready for the regular season to go out there. The games will, you know, they'll really be real now. So I think we prepared well. We've done the things we need to do, and now it's about going out and playing well.
How much do you feel for Tom Brady knowing that he has to walk away now?
It's tough. I mean, but, you know, I think if there's a guy that you know will be able to handle it and, you know, do everything he can to keep finding ways to improve, it's him. You know, oldest guy on the team, our best player. So, you know, I know he's going to be doing everything. And, you know, as a team, we're going to do everything we have to do to go out there and win. And it'll be exciting. And obviously, we can't wait for his return. You know, that'll be great. But I think for now, we understand as a team, we got to go out there and play the way that he motivates us to play, the way he leads us to play. And guys just got to step up.
Were you guys as impressed with Mingo tonight as we were upstairs? It seemed like he was flying around all over the place.
Yeah, I mean, and he hasn't had much time here. You know, obviously, the couple days of practice with – you know, a day short and a real practice week as usual, but he flew around out there, and I think that's exciting to see. You know, obviously he's very athletic, you know, rushing the passer, making tackles all over the field. So it's exciting to see what he'll do with now 2 weeks in the defense. So I know it seems he's very happy to be here. So we just got to keep improving, and I know he'll keep working and try to get out there and make plays.
Just from a teammate's perspective, is that just his football IQ, or
I think a little bit of just his football, you know, instincts and being a player. But, you know, here, you know, he got in. I mean, he was meeting with coaches all day and night. So, you know, you get here, they're going to get you – you're going to learn something right away. So I think he did a good job of picking things up. You know, like you said, it's hard to come in and learn one position to be able to move around on a defense in a game where you only got 3 or 4 days of learning and 2 days actually on the field practicing is tough, but I think he did a great job, and you know I think that's promise for him being able to learn and play multiple positions for us.
You guys had a first half shutout last week, didn't allow any points, and played really well through three series tonight. Do you feel like as you know, first team defense, you guys have really started to create some momentum going into the season opener?
Yeah, but like I always say, it doesn't matter if we don't go out there and do it against Arizona. So I think we understand what we have. We understand how we need to prepare and practice to be able to come out here and play well. So it's a good group. We got some veteran guys. We got some young guys, and I think we mesh well. But I think the important part of the actual momentum is us having a good understanding what we need to do to go out there and play well. So it's about putting it in. You know, I think now we got some extra days that we really got to try to get a jump on Arizona and be as prepared as possible. Obviously, the first game's always tricky. You know, it's not much film to work with. You try to look at last year, you look at the preseason, but it's always some new things when you go out there. But I think the experience that we have as a group and how we played, we got to use that to our advantage.
Tom Brady talked about a lot of leaders being here and that he feels good that it's in capable hands. You, as one of the leaders, do you feel any extra responsibility when he is gone to kind of step up any differently?
I won't say differently. I just think, you know, obviously with him missing, I don't think, you know, just me or, you know, you pick a Rob Ninkovich or a Julian Edelman or a Grant, I don't think one guy can say, you know, I'm going to step up and do Tom's role too. You know, I think it's all the guys that have been here for a while, the Matt Slaters, you know, the Brandon Boldens, Nate Ebner, like all the guys that have been leaders in either offense, defense, special teams, all stepping up to kind of, you know, add a piece of Tom's role onto their role. So I think as a group, we have a very strong leadership group. And I think we have guys on this team that maybe people won't consider leaders that are leaders, and they lead in different ways. So I think it's going to be a true team effort to try to replace, you know, what he's built here and what he's able to do week in and week out. But I think even a young guy like Jimmy, you know, he showed great leadership every time he's been on the field, practicing, being prepared each week. So, you know, I'm excited. I think we have a good group, and we just got to go play to it.
In your time around Garoppolo, what specific things have you seen just that inspires belief that you guys are going to be okay for the first 4 games with him?
I just think he's a guy that's come in. He's worked hard. He's prepared. He's done everything that every other player has done here. You know, a guy like Malcolm Butler who started playing, and you're confident in him. I look at Jimmy the same way. He's a guy who's come in. He's never had a reason to doubt him. So I think, you know, I don't think we need to blow it out of proportion and try to think he needs to do all these great things. I think what he's done has been a young player that's been eager to learn and get out there. And every time he gets out there, he improves. And I think that's, you know, not just him, but all the young guys on our team. This, the environment here in New England, it breeds that, you know, competition, getting better, or you won't be here. So I think that's the key thing. And I think Jimmy's like every other young guy that, you know, is getting an opportunity to play. And I think he's ready and, you know, he showed it.
What's the state? Coach Belichick has